The future of the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board, CMRB, is uncertain going into the new year. The impact of recent provincial government announcements, coupled with member municipalities indicating their intention to withdraw from the board, on the future of the CMRB remains to be seen. Provincial Minister of Municipal Affairs Rick McIver announced that starting in 2025, membership in the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board and the Edmonton Metropolitan Region Board will be voluntary, and that the government, which had given $1 million in annual funding to the CMRB, will no longer provide funding to either organization. In light of the announcement, Rocky View County voted to withdraw from the board, while Foothills County expressed that it intends to do so once McIver's order becomes law in 2025. With its neighbor Foothills County indicating its intent to leave the board, the town of Okotoks is weighing its options. Certainly what Foothills County decides to do has an impact on what potentially the town of Okotoks will look at, said Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne. The provincial government's announcement took Thorne by surprise. "I wasn't shocked at the cutting of funding, but I was surprised at the move to voluntary," she said. Minister McIver has been fairly vocal about his support for regionalization and working as a region, so I was completely taken back by the move to make it voluntary. Founded in 2018, the board aims to support development, economic well-being, long-term sustainability, and more in the Calgary area. The membership of the CMRB currently consists of 8 municipalities: Airdrie, Calgary, Chestermere, Cochrane, High River, Okotoks, Foothills County, and Rocky View County. Disputes between the CMRB and rural municipalities have been publicized, including Foothills County, Rocky View County, and former member Wheatland County voting against the CMRB growth plan in 2021, which was passed with votes from the board's urban members. Wheatland County left the board in 2022 following the decision. While Foothills County Reeve Delilah Miller expressed that she considered the CMRB's treatment of rural municipalities to be unfair, Thorne maintained that she considers the board to have been productive and fair. "I think the rationale of why it's been made voluntary doesn't exist in the data of the things we've done as the board so far," she said. Thorne offered her opinion on the uncertainty around the CMRB's future. "I don't think the CMRB will continue in its current format, but I do think there's still an opportunity to exist as a regional board," said Thorne. "I just don't know what that's going to be yet, and until we know that, I don't know what the town of Okotoks will do." According to Thorne, dissolution of the board was discussed at the CMRB's most recent meeting, which was held in Okotoks on December 13. "We had a lengthy discussion as the board, and in terms of next steps, there's still a lot of gaps," she said. "Ultimately, the board directed our staff to bring back to our next meeting what the possibility of dissolving the CMRB looks like, as well as information on the liabilities that may exist upon dissolution of the CRMB. She added that the possibility of creating a similar board outside of the provincial government's regulation was discussed. "I think there's still a desire to work together regionally, but what the shape of that would look like, I don't know yet." Greg Clark, board chair of the CMRB, confirmed that dissolution is being discussed. "It is something that has been considered, yeah," he said. "And too early yet to say if that's the way things are going to go, but that option's on the table." Greg Clark, former leader of the Alberta Party, is the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board, CMRB, chair. Clark, who has chaired the board since 2021, stated that the precise wording of McIver's decision, as well as the date it will be implemented, are not yet clear. "Right now, we just honestly don't know exactly what the provincial government might do, and we actually don't know yet exactly which members might want to be working together in a voluntary model, so a lot of that is still just unknown," he said. "We're going to have to do some work and take a bit of time to sort out our options and better understand what the province might want to do." While Rocky View County and Foothills County have expressed their intent to withdraw, the government's order has not yet taken effect. "Right now, it's business as usual," he said. "The CMRB regulation is still in place. We're still part of the planning structure as defined in the Municipal Government Act, and until that changes, all 8 members are still members around the table, and we'll just have to see what the new year brings. Clark reiterated Thorne's point about the potential for a new regional organization outside of the province's purview to replace the CMRB. Really, it's up to the member municipalities to decide what they want to do, he said. We've got 8 members, and if there's a desire to find a way to work together as a regional organization, we'll look at that, so we're investigating what that might mean. Regardless of the CMRB's future, Thorne highlighted the importance of working with neighboring municipalities on matters such as regional planning. We're a believer in regional planning from an infrastructure perspective in terms of transportation networks, water infrastructure, wastewater infrastructure, recreation, all of those pieces, because people want those types of amenities, and how we deliver those is important, she said. The next meeting of the CMRB will be held in Chestermere on Feb. 7.